nerds. I'm so glad that you are here. Yes, I am. Let's talk about some words. The first word in this episode is down. It's the second form. This one is a preposition from the 14th century. It means down, along, around, through, toward, in, into, or on. All of those things, as in fell down the stairs, also as in down the years. Down through the years, he kept on falling down the stairs. Have I ever fallen down the stairs? I don't think I have. I probably have. I must have at some point in my life. How could I not have fallen down the stairs? That seems maybe when I was young. That was a lot of information in the definition. Down, along, around, through, toward, in, into, or on. I feel like we're on Sesame Street, going through all the different ways that you can go around a thing. Interesting. Okay. Okay, what am I going to do for a sound effect? Let's do a little musical thing. Be-de-doo-de-dee-doo. The third form of down is a verb from 1562, starting with transitive. 1. To cause to go or come down. As 1a, the synonym is bring down. Oh, it's the number one definition for bring down. As in, downed the enemy helicopter. They brought the enemy helicopter down with some guns, probably some big guns. 1b, this is the number three definition for the word consume, as in, oh, this is good, downing slices of pizza. Last night, yesterday, at the time of recording, was Pi Day, 314, March 14th, and I got, my wife and I, Sharon, we got a big old pie, a big old pizza pie, and we only ate half of it, but I was so ready to just down more slices of pizza pie. We're going to eat the rest tonight. I'm very excited. Consume. Just down it. Down it into your stomach, but hopefully you can keep it down and it doesn't come back up. If you're downing lots of slices of pizzas, it might come back up. So be smart and careful, please, and thank you. Nobody wants to go through that. 2. To cause to be out of play. And the thing that you're causing to be out of play could be a football. To be out of play. Well, I think, once you're down, like if the quarterback throws the football to one of his co-stars, one of his other players, then once he's got the ball, he or she, doesn't matter, once they have the ball, they can run. But then it is down once the play is over. So maybe they fall down, go boom, or somebody tackles them, or they run out of bounds. Any of those things will make it out of play, and so it is down. Number 3, for people who don't know American football, you get 4 downs. When it's your turn, when it's your team's time to play offense, you get 4 downs, 4 tries, basically. So once you hit 4 downs, when the ball is out of play and it's done, then you just gotta hand the ball over to the other team. But people don't want to do that usually. That's not usually how it goes. Once they get to the 4th one, and they're probably gonna go to kick it between the posts and get a field goal if they're too far away from getting a touchdown. Okay, it's just a quick little description of the game of American football. Number 3, the synonym is defeat, as in down a proposal. Basically, you're voting it down, I guess. Is that how we're supposed to think about this? Defeat, the proposal has been defeated, it's been downed. Intransitive, we just have one, which is to go down. To go down where? Where are we going? Down under? Down southward under to Australia? Or where are we going down? Beep boop boop beep bo. The 4th form of down. This one has a bunch of definitions again. This is an adjective from circa 1565. 1A1, occupying a low position, specifically lying on the ground, as in down timber. I guess the timber is lying on the ground. It needs a little nap. So it's in a low position on the ground, face first. Down timber. If it was downed with an ED, that would mean that it has been cut down. Is downed in here? No, I don't think it is. 1A2, directed or going downward, as in attendance is down. Attendance has been going down for movie theaters and lots of things because of streaming and all of that sort of stuff. So, yeah, a lot of places, they ain't seeing people go to places. Theater, probably, too. That's probably got low attendance. The attendance is down. 1B, lower in price. Our prices are insane. They're going down, 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 down to the ground. They're having a little nap. They're coming buy these things before the prices wake up from their nap. Lower in price. It's down. I don't know how to use that in context. 1C, not being in play in football because of wholly stopped progress or because the officials stopped the play, as in the ball was down. It's down. We just talked about this just a little bit ago. If you don't remember, just go rewind it like a minute or two. The play is down. The ball is down. 1D, defeated or trailing an opponent, as in points scored. So if one team has less points than the other team or have been completely defeated, they are down, as in down by 2 runs. They are being defeated by 2 runs compared to the other team, who are, I guess you'd say, up by 2 runs. 1E is talking very specifically about baseball. The synonym is out, as in 2 down in the top of the 3rd inning. Oh no, we have to say that in a different way. We've got 2 down in the top of the 3rd inning. No, that sounds too exciting. How do baseball people say that? We've got 2 down in the top of the 3rd inning. Here comes Spencer, the southpaw from Chicago. Here, maybe he can get a grand slam. Yeah. 2A, reduced or low in activity, frequency, or intensity, as in a down economy. There's not a lot of stuff going on. I think during the pandemic, we had a down economy because there was not a lot of stuff happening. Although, there are some areas that had an up economy, like all of the online shopping that people were doing. 2B, not operating or able to function, as in the computer is down. Oh no, I need my computer to live. It's not able to function, which means I'm not able to function. 2C, the synonyms are depressed and dejected. I feel very down when my computer is down. And my team is down in points because they had lots of downs in the football game. Okay, depressed and dejected, as in feeling a bit down. Also, the synonym depressing, as in a down movie. So the synonyms are depressed, dejected, or depressing. A down movie. I've never described a movie as down. It might make you feel down, but yeah, I guess you can say that. You are allowed to say that. Depressing. Okay, 2D, the synonym is sick, as in down with flu. You are down for the count with the flu. You are literally down because you're probably laying down and you can't get up and go to work. So that is why, or to school, that's why you are down with flu. Why isn't it the flu? 3, synonyms are done and finished, as in 8 down and 2 to go. 8 of them are done and finished. We don't need to worry about them anymore, but we still got 2 to go. We got 10 total. 8 of them are down. What? What are we talking about here? What's 10? 10 of what? We finished 8 things. We finished 8 cocktails, and we have 2 more cocktails to go. Not sure. It's a lot of drinking. Don't do that. 4. Completely mastered, as in, had her lines down. Maybe somebody would also say down cold, down pat, down something. Totally mastered. She knows her lines so well, backwards and forwards. She knows everybody else's lines. She's a very, very good actress. There's also, it says, often used with pat. Oh, look at that. Pat, as in, got the answers, down pat. Don't know why we put pat at the end of there, but we do sometimes. Down pat. Number 5A is slang. Actually, 5B is also slang. For 5A, the synonym is the number 7 definition for the word cool. Down. Are you down with the sickness? Are you down to clown? Are you down to hang? You gotta be down if you wanna hang with us. 5B, also slang, understanding or supportive of something or someone. And this is usually used with the word with, as in trying to prove that they were down with hip-hop culture. That is a quote from J.E. White. Trying to prove that they were down. How do you try? I would not be able to prove that I am down with hip-hop culture because I don't know it all that well. But I do know a couple of things, but that's about it. I'm the mother flippin' rhinoceros. My beats are fat and the birds are on my back and I'm horny. I'm horny. If you choose to proceed, you will indeed concede because they hit you with my foe, the wild rhino stampede. That's about all I know. And that's more, that's not hip-hop culture. Okay, number 6. Being on record. As in, you're down for 2 tickets. You said that you would buy these 2 tickets for me, so you're on the record as saying that you can't go back on that. No backsies. You gotta pay for these. Okay, a phrase, down on, and that means having a low opinion of or dislike for. I am down on that thing because I don't have a good opinion about it. I dislike it. I'm down on it. Another phrase, down on one's luck, and this is experiencing misfortune and especially financial distress. There are way too many people in the world, in the country, that are down on their luck. They don't have the greatest of luck right now, and it's usually not their fault. I mean, that's the whole thing about luck. You didn't do anything. I mean, I guess it could be your fault, but first of all, it's probably not. And second of all, we still use this phrase, down on one's luck. But we use it no matter what. That's what I'm trying to say. If misfortune or especially financial distress, I don't want people to be down on their luck. I want a culture, a world where you don't need to worry about things like this. Oh, I have talked about this a bit. I'm not going to get on my whole rant, but maybe someday we'll have to get back on that. Okay. There's no etymology because we talked about the etymology for down in the previous episode, so we got to make another sound effect. That was rough. That was rough. Okay, the 5th form of down is a noun from 1710. Number 1, the synonyms are descent and depression. I have a down. How do you use this in a sentence? Number 2, an instance of putting down. Are we talking about putting down an animal, putting them to sleep, or literally setting a thing down on a table? You down it? 3A, a complete play to advance the ball in football. So yeah, this is where complete play. Yeah, a complete play. Well, I don't know my rules well enough to describe this, but yeah, it has to do with football. I mean, if it's not complete, then isn't that not, it's, you used one of your downs to do that. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm a little confused by that. A complete play to advance the ball, maybe all four downs is a down, and that's, you're advancing, you start over with a whole new set of four downs. Maybe that's what they're talking about. 3B, one of a series, a little bit more information, one of a series of four attempts in American football, or three attempts in Canadian football to advance the ball 10 yards. So yeah, all in American football, and I guess Canadian football has three attempts, but in American football, you get the four tries, and that whole group of attempts is called a down. But I think each one of them is also called a down, so that's a little confusing. Why couldn't we come up with better names? Why does Canadian football only use three? Ooh, that's more tricky, isn't it? Number four is chiefly British. The synonyms are dislike and grudge. I have a grudge on you because I dislike you and I feel very down about you. Number five, the synonym is downer. That's such a downer. Six, a fundamental quark that has an electric charge of -1/3 and that is one of the constituents of a nucleon. Maybe I should put a link in the show notes for what? For quarks and nucleons, all the kinds of nucleons. What, I think there's top, bottom, up, down. Is that what we're talking about? There's like silly and serious or something. I don't remember. Yeah, look in the show notes if you want to know more about that stuff. Ba-da-doo-da-dee-doo. The sixth form of down. Noun, another noun that's down. From the 14th century, one. An undulating, usually treeless upland with sparse soil. And this is usually used in plural, so you would say downs. The downs. Oh, is this... What do they call the downs? Is that like the racetrack? Is the something downs? But this is it's not a racetrack, but it's undulating, usually treeless uplands. So it's a very nice, beautiful place with little hills, I think, and that kind of thing. It's the downs. We'll get to that in a second. Number two is usually capitalized. A sheep of any breed originating in the downs of southern England. The rolling hills of southern England. So the sheep are just called the down. Okay, the etymology goes back to the etymology for the last word in the last episode, which was also down, because it means hill. It basically just means a hill. So a hill is a down. And so that's why it's called downs. Isn't that interesting? Diddle-doodle-doo. The seventh form of down. Noun from the 14th century again. Number one, a covering of soft, fluffy feathers. Also, these feathers that I have right here, these feathers are down. I have to comment, I must comment that I fully disagree with the act of taking these feathers from the birds. I don't think we need to. I have a winter jacket that is synthetic down, it's fake down, whatever it is. I think it's called like Without the Duck or something the Duck. Please don't support the creation, the act of taking the down comforter, down jackets, down blankets, down sleeping bags. I don't know, whatever it is. If you like animals, if you believe, if you know, like me, I mean, it's not even a belief, it's kind of a fact, that they have emotions and feelings and personalities, then they are not going to appreciate their down being taken from them. It's very painful, and they may die. It's not good. So please, let's stop with the down. Number two is something soft and fluffy like down. It's not down, but this one's fine if it is not coming from an animal. Yeah, I think we've got to put a link in the show notes about how this is not nice for the animals. Okay. Doot, 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 doot. The next word is not officially the eighth form of down, but it is the word down with a capital D. It is a noun from 1994. And, so the synonym is Down syndrome, which is going to be a few episodes from now, and I feel like it would be really, really smart of me to get somebody on the podcast who actually has Down syndrome. I don't know any. That might take a little bit of effort. I'm not usually very good about getting guests on, so don't have high hopes on that, but I will see what I can do. And this is usually used attributively, as in the example, a down baby. Now, I don't know if I've ever heard this used that way. It feels like that might be kind of disparaging. Maybe it's not, I don't know. But I'm not getting the best feeling from that. I guess maybe it's a lot shorter and quicker to say that opposed to a baby with Down syndrome. I'm not sure. But I guess some people just say that. La 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 la. The next word is down and dirty. Three words, adjective or adverb from 1967. Oh, it's gonna get interesting. Number one, the synonym is unvarnished, as in the down and dirty truth. We have not varnished the truth to make it sound much nicer. No, no, it's raw. It's down and dirty truth. Two, made or done hastily. Also, not revised or polished, as in a down and dirty solution. We're just gonna slap it together. We don't even care. It's a solution. It's done and it's dirty. Three, marked by or given to fierce, often unscrupulous competition, as in down and dirty campaigning. Ooh, that's the sneakiest kind of campaigning. Fierce, often unscrupulous competition. They're just going at it. Maybe it's politicians. Number four, the synonym is bawdy, B-A-W-D-Y, as in down and dirty sexuality. Bawdy, I feel like. Should we just do a quick little revisit of what that word means? I mean, I think you can probably guess. You know, it's not probably all that difficult. But let's see. What have we got? B-A-W. Where are you? W. Here we go. Body. Body. Obscene. Lewd. Boisterously or humorously indecent. Yep. Body sexuality is obscene. That's what they say. Number five, the synonym is seedy, as in a down and dirty neighborhood. And I'm sorry, I cannot skip to the S's to read you what seedy said, so you're just going to have to wait, or maybe you're listening to this many, many years from now, and you can just skip ahead. Six, relating to or involved with what is crudely basic and practical, as in down and dirty details. It's just the most important details, I think, right? Crudely basic and practical. Just what you need. Okay, that was down and dirty, and here we go with the last word. Down and out. Three words with hyphens. Adjective from 1901. One, the synonyms are destitute and impoverished. No money, maybe no house, maybe looking kind of dowdy and shabby, down and out. Two, physically weakened or incapacitated is also down and out. What's that movie, Down and Out in Beverly Hills or something? I think that, the whole point of that was destitute and impoverished, if I remember correctly. Or is that just a phrase? I don't remember. Down and out, or down and outer, is a noun. So I guess the person who is down and out can be called either a down and outer or down and out. All right, well, I am going to pick a word of the episode. You can't stop me. We had down, 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 down and dirty, down and out. Well, for me, I just have to pick the seventh form of down, which is the one about the feathers, for obvious reasons. What song do we want to sing? Down. I'm a fan of birds keeping their down. Don't take their down from them. I like it when the birds keep their down. I don't need it in my winter jacket. That's it. That's it. That's it. You get no more from me. That was pretty impressive, if I do say so myself. Pretty impressive for what I usually do. Okay, another movie I watched. Sharon and I watched Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? I had never seen this before. It's from, I think, 1966. What do I want to say about this in about 5 or 10 seconds? It's black and white. It's based off of a play, which I don't remember if that was also based off of a book. I don't know. It was Mike Nichols' first directing movie, the first time he directed a feature-length movie. He did a fantastic job. The actors did a fantastic job. It was not at all what I expected. I had seen clips from it, but I didn't really know the story. And not at all what I don't know what I expected, but it was not what I expected. I don't even really want to say anything, but it was a fascinating movie, and I need to watch it again. I really do. Yeah. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Virginia Woolf, Virginia Woolf. Okay, that's going to be it. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.